Greetings, good listener. You have landed on Good Medicine with Dr. Katrina Miller on intrafficradio.com.
All right. Hello, hello. You are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. This is Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller here with you this Monday evening, January 3rd in the 2011. Can you believe that? We are here in 2011, and yes, the year has just turned over, and I hope everyone out there has had a lovely New Year's celebration. I know that I did, and I hope you all were safe and happy. It sounds like we had a couple of unfortunate fatalities here in the Los Angeles area over the weekend because of people not being so safe, but hey, that's the way it goes. So you are listening to Good Medicine. This is the show here on In Traffic Radio, where I talk about medical and health news, take your questions, and play my choice in alternative music. A lot of stuff from the past and the present, and as much independent music from Los Angeles in particular as I can, but also just other random personal friends and favorites from a long time ago, right up until yesterday. So we'll be listening to more of that and talking about a lot of other medical issues. Some things ranging from new blood tests that detect cancer. So some blood testing that may be able to eliminate the need for those biopsies, which can be so uncomfortable. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then a little more information about dark chocolate. I know you've heard about it. Because everyone loves the chocolate, right? Well, at least a lot of people do. A lot of people do. And dark chocolate actually has elements to it that make it very healthy for you. So it's not the kind of thing that you're going to want to overdo, but it is the kind of thing that if you're going to do something that has to do with the sugar, the dark chocolate may be the way to go. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later. And I just want to say that I'm joined here today in the Bedrock studio of In Traffic Radio with my new engineer and producer, Adrian, who is feeling a little bit shy about talking on the microphone right now, but we will get him talking later on, I promise you. And he's drinking up some water just to get everything nice and mobile so he can start talking later. But for right now, he's going to be helping me out a lot. Because moving around with all of this technology that we have here on our table here at the In Traffic Radio Studio can be a little overwhelming for a little old me. So I am very appreciative to have Adrian in the studio with me. So again, thank you very much for being here. And I hope you will be staying around for a good long time so we can have some fun with this Good Medicine show and whatever it's going to become. All right, so let's see, what have we been listening to? We're listening to The Orb right now from Orblivion. I love how they name their albums. A little bit of background music for you. And then started off the hour today with Muse, Falling Away With You from their album Absolution. And then Elliot Smith off his Roman Candle album, No Name Number 3. Elliot Smith is, you know, unfortunately not with us anymore, but was just an amazing singer-songwriter. And was actually one of the people who taught me how to learn, taught me how to play bass. So my heart just goes out to him. He was such a great person. I worked with him at a bakery in Portland, and he was such a sweet guy and wanted me to be in this band called Heat Miser with him. And I didn't do it because I was too nervous about what this band could become, and I was still in college. And I thought, oh, I better focus on school. Well, there you go. Then he goes and does a soundtrack for a movie, and I see him move away off into the distance. So anyhow, I love playing his music and listening to him from afar. And then we've got more good music coming up from Daft Punk and local bands Shiloh and Chase Frank and Heavy Water Experiments and Silver Sun Pickups. So we'll be listening to all of that and more today on Good Medicine. So yes, we are in the new year. 2011, and I keep being confused as to whether to call it 2011 or 2011. So I'm just gonna try to stick with the 2011. And so I'm wondering if you have some New Year's resolutions. You know, I'm not really a resolution kind of person. Adrian, do you go for the New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do?
I quit smoking like that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
All right, then. Quitting smoking is a very good New Year's resolution. I like that one. Because, of course, smoking sucks. Sucks. It sucks in so many different ways. I know it looks so cool, but it sucks in so many different ways. So if you can do that sort of thing, and if it's going to help you, and Adrian obviously quit smoking from a New Year's resolution, then go for it. And I'm kind of the kind of person who I just like to try to kind of, you know, go with the change when I feel the time to change. So whether that's November or April, you know, if I feel that's the time to start yoga or stop yoga or start, you know, smoking or stop smoking, whatever it may be, you know, that's what works best for me. But, you know, maybe for other people, having it on a day, and New Year's Day being that big moment of change to enter into a new year, if that's what works for you, then go for it. So I'm wondering if you have New Year's resolutions. And if you do, you can feel free to give us a call at 213-484-6639. That again is 213-484-6639. And tell me what your New Year's resolution is. You can also use the AOL Instant Messenger with the name Dr. Groovyster, DrGroovyster. Dr. Groovyster. And we'll be scrolling through some of the Facebook postings, too, and see what fun little resolutions we can find there, too. So give us a call. And if you'd like to just tell us, you can tell us. If you want to be on the air with us, you can do that as well. And just let us know when you call in if you want it to be anonymous or if you'd like to be on the air with us. And let's hear something about what you want to do that is new for you in the new year. And 2011, I hear this is the year of the rabbit. I think I have that right. Let's check on that. But I think it's the year of the rabbit. And so maybe you'll be hopping into a great new year for whatever you want it to be. So again, you are listening to In Traffic Radio here on your web airwaves. And keep in mind that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can hear our mix of great music, along with live shows and replays of shows all during the week as well. So this show, Good Medicine, is coming to you live Monday evenings, 7 to 8 p.m. You can also pick it up later on the week a second time for a rebroadcast, and many other live shows happening throughout the week, all 7 days of the week. Generally speaking, we're all found on podomatic.com for any podcasts as well, and mine are currently found at Dr. Groovy. Podomatic.com. So go and find those rebroadcasts and podcasts of Good Medicine that you can find on intrafficradio.com. All right, so we're going to be entering into a little more music here for a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about how dark chocolate is healthy for you, so you can feel okay eating some kind of sweetness. That's right, sweet. Coming back to you in just a couple minutes on Good Medicine. All right. Yes, we are listening to, you are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. That was Management, or MGMT, with I Found a Whistle. I Found a Whistle. And before that was Daft Punk with Derezzed, which is from the most recent Tron movie, where Daft Punk did actually the entire soundtrack and was in the movie. And the funniest part to me about them being in the movie was that they were the DJs at the club in the movie and were responsive to what was going on in the movie, just like DJs would be if they were playing at a nightclub. And, you know, crazy game, you know, video game sorts of characters were killing each other right around them. So it's really perfect. And Daft Punk's music is perfect for that. So that was Derezzed from Tron. The rest of the soundtrack, I wouldn't really waste your money on the whole album. If you like that song, just go for that song. But other than that, we have Alias here in the background. And so we were doing some wondering here about your New Year's resolutions. And we got a couple of answers in. And so we're going to talk. And then we also looked up some of the answers on the internet. And, you know, when you look it up on the internet, there's all kinds of things like, you know, we were talking about quitting smoking, drinking less alcohol, or quitting drinking alcohol, getting fit, you know, exercising more, losing weight, manage your stress better, you know, which probably means exercise more. So there's a lot of those, which are really good, really good. Anything that's going to make you feel better and be a healthier person, I am fully on board with. So, you know, those are all really good. And they probably sound so, you know, in a way boring, because so many people really should be doing that. And it's so kind of obvious. But we found some other good things. And this one I really like. Okay, first, I do like travel more. So, you know, people who don't feel like they can travel, or just haven't really put in the time to travel, traveling is so important. You can learn so many things about other people, other places, other lands, other architectures, you know, so many different things, but you got to go there. You've got to see it. You've got to experience it. It can't just be in a book. So travel more. I really like that one. And volunteering is something that I think is so important, that especially when people get caught in a rut of depression or feeling like they're financially constrained or constrained by a relationship, there is nothing that can pull you out of that faster than when you are volunteering and helping other people out and seeing what those people have to go through. I think that's really helpful. And Adrian was just telling me about how he did some volunteering over the holidays, which is a great time to volunteer because a lot of people have time off. You might not know what to do with yourself. You might be concerned about eating too much and not exercising enough. So why not go out and volunteer? So you were Santa Claus for a couple of days, or for one day? Tell us about that.
No, just for one day.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was just Christmas Eve.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so what happened? Did the kids come and sit on your lap as Santa Claus?
Oh, no. I actually went to the kids' homes. Yeah.
You went to the kids' homes?
Yeah.
Wow. And he said, Adrian is not exactly the biggest person in the world. And so you had to put on two pillows or bellies?
Bellies, yes.
Nice. Well, you know, you got to make it effective so they really think you're Santa, right?
I hope I did. I hope I didn't mess up, you know?
Did any of the kids say anything like, you're not Santa Claus?
No. Aww. And I was very quick. I was in and out. I didn't give them time to look at me too much or even try to, you know, find a flaw or you know, I was just afraid that my beard is going to fall off.
So yeah.
I was in and out.
Have you ever seen that movie Bad Santa?
Yes.
You weren't like him, though.
No.
You weren't peeing on people and
I wasn't
vomiting on them or anything.
No, and I wasn't drunk. No.
That's good. So how did you come up with finding these kids to go to their houses?
Well, it was a friend of mine
uh-huh.
who set it all up. So I just went along.
Okay.
She was Mrs.
Claus.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, that definitely sounds like a great idea. So to all of you out there who feel like, you know, you might need to kind of shift gears a little bit, maybe see a different side of what's going on out there in life and in healthcare and medicine, you know, or just, you know, something like homeless shelters, Habitat for Humanity and building for other people, go and volunteer. It's a really great way to, you know, just kind of shift your own gears and also find out a lot about what other people are going through that you might not be as aware of. So we're going to go back and listen to some more music. We've got a little run here with Shiloh and Chase Frank, some local folks, and then a little Radiohead after that. And we'll be back in just a minute on Good Medicine with me, Dr. K, on www.intrafficradio.com.
Right.
That's right. That's us. Hey, you are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. I am Dr. K here with you on Monday evenings, 7 to 8 p.m., where we talk about health and medical news and answer your questions and listen to what I think is pretty awesome music. And we were just hearing from Radiohead, 2 plus 2 equals 5. And before that, local artist Chase Frank with Some Friend You Are and Shiloh with Steady, two of my more favorite local bands. So we were just talking about New Year's resolutions and all those kinds of mundane ones that people have about losing weight and quitting smoking and all that. And good luck to you if that's one of your New Year's resolutions. I really hope you can do it. Volunteering more was the one that we thought was pretty cool. And Adrian was volunteering as Santa, and that sounded pretty nifty. And then we found another set of kind of crazy ones here on Yahoo. And here's one that this person would like to resolves not to sit on their cat. So I guess maybe there was a little problem with that sometime in the past, but, you know, that's the way that goes. Another one has the resolution to follow the yellow brick road to chance where it leads. That sounds good. Another one says taking the ferret to the park every day. Another one says my spacing less, which, you know, he'd probably be Facebook less or whatever social media system you use. And one guy wrote not to breathe. I don't know about that one. And watch fewer Duran Duran videos. So there's some goofy ones there. So anyhow, I hope you have a good 2011. And in that, say, being healthier in 2011, we were talking a little bit earlier about dark chocolate and how daily dark chocolate actually could be good for your heart. And it's due to some things called flavonoids. So here's the study that came out of the University of California at San Francisco. Of course, you know, where else are you going to start doing something like studying dark chocolate but San Francisco? And these volunteers were divided into two groups. One group got a Dove dark chocolate bar every day for 2 weeks. This is only 2 weeks, so this isn't a long period of time. This is just one dark chocolate bar every day for 2 weeks. And like other dark chocolate bars with a high cocoa content, Dove in particular is loaded with something called epicatechin. And epicatechin is a particularly active member of a group of compounds called plant flavonoids. And flavonoids happen to keep cholesterol from gathering in blood vessels, reducing the risk of blood clots and slowing down the immune response that leads to clogged arteries. So that inflammatory reaction that can lead to plaque, clogged arteries, and then a clot, which could possibly lead to a heart attack or a stroke. So these flavonoids that are in dark chocolate actually help that situation. So the second group didn't get those Dove bars, but they weren't totally left out. They got just other random dark chocolate bars, but ones that were not as high in those flavonoids. And actually these particular ones, the flavonoids were completely removed. So what they were trying to do is create up a comparison study where one group had the dark chocolate with the flavonoids, and one group had the dark chocolate without the flavonoids. After the two-week period, the subjects underwent a very high-tech evaluation of how well their blood vessels dilated and relaxed, an indicator of how healthy the blood vessel was working. And blood vessel stiffness can indicate diseased vessels and what is called atherosclerosis, that plaque buildup that you can get from cholesterol. And the ones who got the full flavonoid chocolate actually showed better artery movement. And it shows that the blood tests where the high levels of epicatechin, which was in that dark chocolate with the flavonoids, was actually the benefit. So this is actually the longest clinical trial to date to show that the this improvement in blood vessel function from consuming the flavonoid-rich dark chocolate. And it was only 2 weeks, so rather a short period of time considering the fact that you can really damage your arteries by eating badly over years. So if this helps after just a two-week period, that dark chocolate and those flavonoids are actually doing a good deal of very beneficial work for you. So, you know, the only issue is not all chocolate is created equal. Dark chocolate contains a lot more cocoa than other forms of chocolate, and standard chocolate manufacturing actually can destroy up to half of the flavonoids in chocolate. But chocolate companies have now learned how to make dark chocolate that keeps 95% of the flavonoids, and Dove is actually one of those companies where it actually is working. So that's something to think about, and so you might want to start looking at what you are eating in terms of your dark chocolate to see if they have a high flavonoid content, because that is actually what is beneficial for you. And if you want to learn more about this, you can go look up some of these studies. And these studies date back to the 1990s in terms of the benefit for dark chocolate. And right on up to this past year, benefit has been shown in studies with dark chocolate. So, you know, Adrian, the only problem with me is that I like the milk chocolate. I gotta say, dark chocolate, a little too bitter for me, not as tasty. It's a bummer. I'd love to go with the healthy way, but I like the milk chocolate. I like the Hershey's Kisses and the Hershey's chocolate bars and just whatever is that really sweet milk chocolatey flavor. And like s'mores. Oh, those kinds of things. Really good. What do you think about dark chocolate? Are you into it?
No, not at all, actually. I mean, I know it's healthy, but...
Oh, if only. We know it's healthy, but that's not enough. And maybe it's part of the fact that we know it's healthy that makes it even harder to eat the dark chocolate, because then you're kind of like, you know, it's almost like eating broccoli chocolate.
Exactly.
You know, and you're exactly. Like, why would I want to eat chocolate that's healthy for me? If I'm going to go ahead and go for the calories of chocolate, give me the milk chocolate.
Give me the taste.
Give me the taste. That's what I'm saying. The good thing is there are people who really like the dark chocolate and really prefer it. So, you know, of course, they're the really super healthy ones that probably exercise all the time, too. So there you go on that. But anyhow, so keep that in mind that if you're really going for something that's going to be a little bit healthier for you, there's actually medical and research-based evidence to the fact that dark chocolate actually can help improve your health. And specifically, if you've got problems with, say, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you've had problems with stroke or heart attack in the past, then you may actually be a really good candidate for the benefits of dark chocolate. So think about those kinds of ideas when you are reaching for the candy at your candy counter. Are there candy counters anymore? I don't know. Anyhow, so let's see. We're going to be coming back in just a couple of minutes and talking about some new blood tests that are available for cancer detection, and maybe how food coloring is being linked to causing behavioral problems for kids. There's a lot of things that are being linked to behavioral problems in kids. Now, do we have a lot of studies to actually prove these things? No. So we'll talk about the artificial food coloring, see what we can come up with there. But, you know, you got to be careful when you're hearing about these kinds of things. Always look at the sources. Look at who is saying what we're talking about. And if it's somebody like an actor or an actress who doesn't really have much of a medical or research-based background, you might want to have a second thought about whether you really should be listening to that person as a source of what is going on. But other than that, you know, just keep in mind your source. Read it in as many different places as you can, because the more sources you get it from, the more likely it is to be true, and the more validated the source is, the better. So this is Good Medicine. I am Dr. Katrina Miller here on intrafficradio.com. Let's go listen to some Smokey Robinson and Heavy Water Experiments, and we'll be back in just a minute to talk a bit more.
Oh, sometimes when I'm getting dressed, I put my clothes on inside out. My thoughts are just elsewhere, I guess. I look at your picture there,
Oh yeah, Heavy Water Experiments. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I love that band. That is some good tunage, I gotta say. From Dr. K, that's good tunage. All right, so that was, like I said, Heavy Water Experiments with Solitude. And before that, we heard from Smokey Robinson himself with Fallen. And now we've got some dead mouse with the 16th Hour. And again, you are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com, coming to you Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. I am Dr. Katrina Miller, a family medicine physician here in Los Angeles, California, doing this show out of Bedrock Studios here in Los Angeles with my engineer and producer, Adrian, to my left. And I'm thanking him very much for all of his help today and for future times as well. So what we do here on Good Medicine is we talk about health and medical news and take your questions. So if you keep in mind that you can give us a phone call at 213-484-6639. That's 213-484-6639. And we can talk to you off or on the air, depending on what your preference is. And the AOL instant messenger is Dr. Groovyster, D-R-G-R-O-O-V-Y-S-T-E-R. Yeah, we got to change up that title too, huh? Anyhow, so we told you in the beginning we were going to talk about some new blood tests that have been developed or are under development for detecting cancer. So just to be clear on this, we already have blood tests that can help detect cancer, and they are called tumor markers or cancer markers. And that would be something where we actually have something like we know that perhaps we have a concern about colon cancer going on. And we do a blood test for something called CEA, carcinoembryonic antigen, which is something that tends to be released by colon cancer. And so if we find a high level of this particular tumor marker, then we know that there's a likelihood that there's some colon cancer somewhere. So we already have tests like that. For the prostate, we have something called the PSA, which is the prostate-specific antigen. Again, the higher that level is, the more likely there is prostate cancer. Now, with other types of cancer, we don't have as clear a tumor marker. And so for things like breast cancer and lung cancer, the way we pick up those cancers would be on, say, an imaging study like a mammogram or a lung x-ray. And we don't have a blood test that really could help us out in terms of where that cancer is and, say, how bad the cancer could be. Now, the good part about that story is we have various ways to detect cancer at this point before it has gotten very bad, and that can be a blood test, it can be an imaging study, or it can be something called a biopsy. Now, what a biopsy is where you might have a lump or a bump or something that we see on an imaging study, and we actually go to that lesion and take a piece of it so the pathologist can look at it and see if it looks like cancer to them. So that's a biopsy, when we take a piece of the tissue to actually take a look and see if it looks like cancer. Now, the biopsy, depending on where we have to go and get that piece of tissue, can be pretty invasive. If it's not on the skin and you have to go somewhere, say, in the colon or in the lung to get that piece of tissue, it can be a pretty big procedure that can be very uncomfortable to very dangerous. And so we don't want to have to do the biopsy unless we have a really good idea that something is going on. And it would really be nice to have a less invasive kind of testing to be able to detect that cancer. So a new blood test to detect cancer is actually being developed at this point, and the screening tool is currently being called a liquid biopsy. And that's because it actually is a blood test. Now, keep with me here. This is kind of an interesting situation. Scientists at Massachusetts General Hospital have invented this blood test, and they say that in preliminary tests, it detected a single cancer cell, one cell among a billion normal cells. So that's pretty incredible to be able to pick up with that degree of specificity cancer. According to Dr. Daniel Faber, who helped develop the test, there are some things that make these tumor cells different because of the proteins that are on their surface that enable us to fish them out. So this test And this is pretty incredible too. This test uses a microchip, so something that is so small that it's on the level of a size of a cell. It uses a microchip covered in thousands of tiny little posts. So basically these little poker things that are sticking out of the microchip. And when the chip comes in contact with a blood sample, the healthy cells bounce off of the posts, but the cancer cells stick to the posts. And usually that's because cancer cells are irregular in shape and probably have just kind of ways that they can stick more than the healthy cells do. So for now, the doctors plan to use the test to predict what kinds of treatments would be best for each of the patient's tumors that they can detect with this test. And they hope the test may one day may offer a better, simpler way to screen for cancer than things like mammograms or colonoscopy, and to be able to find those cancers even earlier and hopefully before they become either invasive or metastatic. So hopefully earlier so they can be treated and less likely to be fatal. Cancer scientists have teamed up with Johnson & Johnson to develop this test, and it should take about 3 to 5 years before it's widely available, so don't look for it just yet. But for top cancer centers, which I'm sure you've heard about, Massachusetts General, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Sloan Kettering, and the MD Anderson Cancer Center at the University of Texas are actually starting to use the test later on this year. So that's a pretty incredible idea there. And like I said, if we can do something a little less invasive than something like a colonoscopy, which is where we're taking that tube with a camera and putting it up your butt as far as we can get it all the way around the colon, if we can do something a little bit easier to help detect the cancer and to detect it at a very early stage, that's a really great thing. So I hope this microchip, this liquid biopsy, can actually come through and help us out more in the future. And maybe even things like pap smears could go out the window, you know? I don't know, Adrian, if you understand, you know, a pap smear and how uncomfortable that can be, but I'm sure you can understand a colonoscopy. Adrian's turning red and laughing over here in the corner of talking, so... But anyhow, so this is just another advancement in medical technology that really has a lot of promise and sounds like a good direction to go. So again, if you want to ask me any questions about these kinds of things, feel free to catch me on Facebook at Katrina Miller on the Facebook, and Dr. K is my Facebook page, my public Facebook page. And I also have katrinamd.com, and that's where I have my blog with blog postings that tend to be very related to these shows. So you can also go and comment on there about any of these topics that we tend to talk about here on the show. So the only other thing that we were going to talk about is artificial food coloring and whether that's causing behavioral problems for kids. Again, people say a lot of things could be causing behavioral problems for kids, and really, I think the biggest problem is probably bad parenting. But people want to blame it on a lot of other things. So maybe it is artificial food coloring. There's some crazy food dyes that are in a lot of foods and a lot of other kinds of things. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has scheduled a hearing in March as to whether food dyes adversely impact children's health in general. The Center for Science in the Public Interest, or CSPI, is asking the FDA for a synthetic food dye ban and to place warnings on products until the colors are removed. But some say food dyes which require a pre-market approval are among the most tightly regulated additives on the market, and there's little evidence for the long-suspected link between food colors and hyperactivity in particular. So, might not come to pass, but it is good that the U.S. FDA is reacting to this, and they're going to be doing some hearings so we can feel better prepared as to whether this is really a problem or not. Again, the more you can get the research to really bear up whether something like this is an issue, the more likely it is really true. So we hope the FDA can really work on that and help us out. So we're going to go listen to a little bit more music, and back in just a minute, rounding out the final hour here on Good Medicine. I am Dr. K, and I'll be back with you in just a moment. Oh, les filles et tout, ce
repli de fumeur, les fleurs sur les feuilles en disant un nom, et tous ces fonds bleus sont des éphémères, pense qu'il va un jour, et ne jurez pas non. Va donc retrouver ces folles maîtresses, toi va retrouver tes amants maudits. On se fait au cœur d'atroces blessures, oubliant un jour qu'on s'est adoré. Puis on se sépare avec des injures, et souvent ils en rirent, et vous en pleurent.
Been listening to Good Medicine on InTrafficRadio.com. I am Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller, and We will be with you every Monday evening, 7 to 8 p.m. here on intrafficradio.com. Keep listening to our little internet radio station because we're working hard for you. Catch you next week. Keep on listening to Silver Sun Pickups. And then keep on listening for the rest of our great music channel. intrafficradio.com.
Good Medicine with Dr. Katrina Miller on intrafficradio.com.